Works Committee meeting Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, 6 p.m. Do you have any citizen comments?
There is one resident online that I think wanted to speak under citizen comments.
Okay, there we go.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right, we can hear you good.
All right, can see you fine, hear you fine. Go ahead, John.
Y'all hear me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So just real quick background, I listened to last month's, whatever, the last meeting y'all had. This is in regards to the water rates. I know that's an important thing. So I wrote something here. I understand the need for raising funds for the Lake Michigan Water Supply Project while also wanting to be aware of the concern of basic needs and expenses for the users and the optics of the politicians who are going to be raising taxes and fees, and no matter how small the government body is. I would like to propose that rather than raising the base rate of the water from the current $24 for every 2 months, I believe, for the first 350 cubic feet, that you leave that alone and focus on raising the cost of water after that base rate. This 350 cubic feet is honestly a very small amount of water that maybe a single person would use, and raising that rate is really not going to be as impactful as if you raise the rate after that. Then going to the sewage rate, you have the base amount at 6,919 cubic feet, which is kind of a ridiculous amount of water usage, even for my family of five, including two members who take hot water tank emptying showers. We've never broken 2,000 cubic feet per billing cycle in the over 10 years we've lived in Northville. So the base amount of 60, of over triple that I think an easy way to do would be to reduce that number in half before you hit the extra charges. And that way you have the optics of you're not increasing the base rate and you're increasing everything after for the people that are actually using it rather than the bare necessities that everyone needs.
Should we explain the sewer?
You might, that 6,900 cubic feet is actually a YBSD charge.
Yeah, that's not us.
Yeah, make sure you understand that.
John, that 6,900 cubic feet that you were talking about for the sewer is charge is actually a Yorkville-Bristol Sanitary District fee. The city does not set that.
Yeah, we just pass that through.
Okay.
So, but we will, I will gladly pass that on to the to them.
That's fine. So that's an entirely different water board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The second one, the sewer.
Yeah, correct.
It's not the 350. Okay, that's fine.
Good. Excellent.
Yep, I'm good. Thank you.
Perfect. John, we appreciate your time as we're considering, multiple things regarding, rate increases, how we need to raise the appropriate funds for a big undertaking. So any kind of thoughts, any comments, anything that we get from citizens is always welcome. So you're welcome, in an off cycle too, to reach out to us, send us some emails. All of our cell phones are, or other phone numbers are posted on the city site. So don't think you have to hold it till one of our committee meetings to reach out to. If you have any other ideas, you have other citizens that are supporting this or have even some additional ideas outside of the box, send them our way. It's all welcome. So we appreciate your time. And you are more than welcome to stick around for as much of this meeting as you want.
It's actually really hard to hear on the speakers here. So,
okay.
But thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, John.
All right.
And thanks, Eric, for jumping in and sharing the love of YBSD on that. Any other citizen comment? Any other citizens online? Dave, Mike, you got anything? Okay. Excellent. Well, let's move on to new business item PW 2023-33, our water reports for October 2022 through March 2023.
Sure. These are the monthly reports that we need to send to the IEPA. I obviously missed a quarter. I missed January. Having it on here, so there's 6 months. I try to do them quarterly, but I forgot. Not a big deal. They just, as long as they give them, they're okay. And one item of note is if you look at January compared to the other months, you'll see just how much, when the cold weather hits, it went down to 66 gallons per capita per day, which is very low. So that's great. I'm okay with that. Other than that, very great plan reports. These do need to go to City Council to get voted on to get accepted.
And is there, I'm assuming there's no issue with throwing two quarters in it at one
no,
time.
Right? No, they, as long as they get them, they don't care.
Okay, excellent. For formality's sake, huh?
Correct.
I have no questions.
I have none.
Ken, Joe, Russell? Good, good. All right, you guys good with consent?
I'm good with consent.
Excellent. Go ahead and throw it there. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, new business item number
before
two.
Before we move, oh, yes. Did we do the minutes?
Oh, did I not? Oh, no, good call. Didn't. Thank you. Right. Dang. Thanks a lot, Funkhauser, for not showing up. You would have caught me. Dang it. That's what that's where. So thanks, Eric. Sorry. Minutes of Public Works Committee meeting from March 21st, 2023. Are there any questions or updates that are needed?
I'm good.
All right. Excellent. Do you want me to make you do the water reports again?
No, we're good.
Excellent. All right. We'll enter those into the record. Thank you again. New business item number two, PW 2023-34, capital project update.
All right, we have a detailed memo in your packets, which goes through a lot of the project status. I do want to highlight a couple things that updates since the report was submitted. Cornell's Road Interceptor Sewer, as of today, all the major infrastructure is in and complete. So all pipe, all manholes, completely installed. Again, this is the sewer that runs out to the Bright Farms project. So they do have some restoration, cleaning up some of that work, which will continue over the next couple weeks, but our contractor did an excellent job and stayed on schedule.
Awesome.
So happy to report that. Well, number seven, Lane has completed their inspection of all the equipment. Things are looking good. They're going to come in below the contract price. So there's some column pipe that need to be replaced, which is typical. We assume that. And then the pump needed to be replaced, but the motor is intact, so that's good news. So all is trending well there. Probably going to be toward the end of May, it looks like, before it'll be up and operational, a few weeks after we were hoping. But a few shortages still out there that we're wrestling with. But pretty good news there. The water main replacement program, contract A. So we had a meeting with the residents a week or two ago. That went well. We answered a lot of questions. Pre-construction meeting scheduled for next week, next Tuesday. And we anticipate work starting right after May 1st. So that's rapidly approaching, and that work will get going. Baseline Road, we have a pre-construction meeting tomorrow. We'll learn the contractor schedule there. Preliminarily, I've heard it's more toward the mid to late May they'll start that project, but we'll find out for sure tomorrow and then pass that on. So those were the major highlights I wanted to hit. Certainly address any questions that anybody may have on anything else.
Good. Okay.
So on the well rehab, that was the one we were worried about. Something that, which was it, the motor that we were worried about?
Yes.
And that turned out to be?
It's good.
Okay. Right. I knew there was something you said
that
happened.
That's the expensive replacement, and it's like a 6 week lead time.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very intense.
Good. I have no questions. Can you, Joe?
Good.
Russ. All right. Excellent. Perfect. Thanks, Brad. All right, and new business item number three, PW 2023-35, quarterly bond and letter of credit reduction summary through March 31st of 2023.
Yeah, just our typical report within the packets, a little bit of activity with a couple different projects and developments, and be happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
Have none. Okay.
Good.
All right. Excellent. Quick and dirty there for you. Thank you. And new business item number 4. My menu disappeared. So, open this bad boy really quick. I apologize for that. There we go. PW 2023-36, our Road to Better Roads program 2023.
All right, some information in the packet. We did take bids a few weeks ago for this year's road program. Typical three bidders, three contractors that do this type of work in the area bid the project. Low bidder being D Construction in the amount noted on the memo. Almost $1.2 million, so that was slightly below our estimate. So we are recommending moving forward with contract award to D Construction, and once that happens, we'll begin the contracting with them, and then we'll get together and schedule a pre-construction meeting and finalize the schedule. I'll be happy to answer any questions anybody may have on this.
Anybody?
Good.
All right. Excellent. Not sure if there will be any questions, but good program to talk about, so we'll throw this on the standard public works agenda if you guys are good with that. Excellent. Thank you again, Brad. Mm-hmm. And this might be related. They typically are, right? New business item number 5, PW 2023-37, our 2023 Road to Better Roads construction engineering agreement.
There is an engineering agreement in the packet from EEI. It does need to be voted on by City Council, so the tracking document is incorrect in that regard. But for $85,989, as an estimated rate for the supervision of the work that we just talked about, it is budgeted and we recommend approval.
Excellent. I have no questions on that. Yeah, all right. Throw this one on the standard public works agenda. And thanks, Bart. New business item number 6, PW 2023-38, Fox Hill and Sunflower SSA area mowing and maintenance contract.
This is our 3-year contract award. This is our third time we've done this. Cox Landscaping gave us some really good prices. Obviously, they weren't the lowest on everything, but for the most part they were, and their labor rates tended to be much less, which was good news. So I am recommending Cox Landscaping for the 3-year contract. They have been our contractor for the past 6 years for these areas, so they know the area as well. Locally based company right there on Tuma and Route 34. And the owner actually lives in town. I can call them anytime, and if there's a problem, they respond immediately. It was good to see 5 bidders, though. This is the second bid this year.
Yeah.
We bid it the first time, and it was 2 incorrect bids. They didn't fill out the bid packet correctly. Rebid it and got 5, so I was very happy with that. One item of note, though, this is double the cost. We thought it would be like a 20 or 30% increase. It was a 100% increase in price.
Is that because of fuel and things like that?
That, and we were getting a very sweetheart hometown deal. Oh.
In regards to that, I mean, their price is consistent with.
Yeah, as looking here, I mean, with being low bid and Langston Group out of Woodstock was very close, and so was West Holland, so I would take it that that's probably the going rate now.
And really, it's only the third year of the package that they didn't have, right?
Correct.
That's interesting, actually.
I figure the savings from the first two probably offset that third. And
Yeah, I think that was the only question I had kind of relative to that.
Yeah, it seemed like the first 2 years were good numbers when you compare.
I think they're protecting themselves. Who knows what it's going to be like in 3 years.
Excellent. I have no other questions.
Good.
Joe, you got any?
I'm fine.
Rusty, how about you?
Cool. No questions.
All right. You guys think there's going to be any discussion on it? All right.
Try it. Pull it off.
Shoot it to consent, and then we can always pull that off if we need to. Excellent. Thanks, Eric.
Yep.
All right, new business item number 7, PW2023-39, leak detection proposal.
This is going to be an annual item from now on. This is the same company, Hemney Simpson, that we've been using for the past 3 years, and we have very good luck with them. They've been low priced as well. Their proposal is for all 156 miles of water main, they're going to perform leak detection services. And my hope is that working with them this year, maybe we can try to look at a multi-year contract, say we don't have to bring this back, maybe get some better pricing if we do a 3 or a 5 year contract. But these guys are good, they pinpoint them. I mean, they're spot on every time, which is really important. When we're digging in frozen ground or we're digging somewhere, we're not off. We had a bad experience with another local person where they said it was in the middle of River Road and it was about 20 feet south of there in the grass where we could have dug and would have been all okay. So we like these guys and they do really good work.
Are these the guys that do the smoke thing?
Nope.
No, that's a different
thing. I don't think so. I think Amy Simpson just does this water main leak detection. They're out of east.
Smoke is usually done with sanitary sewers and storm sewers.
Okay. I didn't know that's part of the process here. Alright.
This will a single source bid, so it would take a super majority.
Yep.
Good. I have no questions on it.
As long as I can find it.
Yep.
I've also had them not.
What's that, Joe?
I've also had locators not be anywhere close.
Yeah, these guys are good.
So what's the secret? What's
practice and knowing your equipment and patience. I mean, if it's like 7 below 0 and you still have to be out there for a half hour to try to locate this level, we'll just put an X on there and go here. And it's close, but it's not close enough to where we'll have to move and dig a second hole.
Okay.
Yeah. These guys are really, and they stay there when we're fixing one and they come in on emergency. They stay until they see the leak. So they verify their work, which nobody
does. Do they use
on.
Some kind of, like,
it's a like almost a like sonar.
Yes, okay.
But it's like a listening device they put on the, and then they send the current through it so they can hear it. And then when you hear a leak, it sounds like roaring. It sounds like white noise.
Okay.
Really loud.
Gotcha.
All right, I was curious how they did it.
So we can't break off a tree branch shaped in a Y and kind of.
No, believe it or not, when I first started, we had a guy that did that.
Yes, I think I remember.
Excellent. Have no additional questions.
Good.
Question. Okay, good. Right. I think it's pretty straightforward and definitely in need. So I'm good with the consent agenda if you guys are good as well. Excellent. And new business item number 8. Lucky number 8, or unlucky, I guess. PW2023-40, single axle dump truck purchase price increase number 4.
We should call this the quarterly increase. This is the 4th. I express my dismay to the salesperson. I was just like, I can't believe that we are on the hook for this when we've been waiting for 2 years and 3 months for a truck, and you want to stick me with a new model fee. I'm like, you didn't order this one. We ordered that one. But she's like, no, take it or leave it.
I'll go right to the next person.
Yeah. And to top it all off, she's retiring, so we'll have to be dealing with somebody brand new to even get the truck. She did give the one bit of good news is that they do have a partial bid and it's scheduled for a July bill. The best news I've had in 2 years on this truck.
Is everybody getting?
Yes. The only people that aren't are the national carriers. Like when they're buying, you know, 100 and some trucks at the top. Those, I think they're still getting their trucks much quicker than we are.
Montgomery just had the same 4th price increase from
same vendor.
Same thing.
Okay. So, okay, I was just wondering if they're yanking our chain.
And we're looking at.
They're yanking everybody's chain.
Okay. You can do about that.
Frankly.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're going to get everything changed. But we're looking at different brands. We're looking at Western Stars now that we've never looked at before just because they're a bigger, heavier duty truck. But we're like, if we can get them, we'll take it, right?
right in the same price area too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
At this point.
Hmm?
Probably at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the prices are so inflated, they're all about the same. I think just to Bart's point, they're all just sticking into this right now.
All right. But I is it this company in particular, like Oswego and Montgomery? Or
different companies.
Huh?
Different companies.
Different companies. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, we can't get vans.
No, we can't. It's,
yeah, you can't get anything.
It's this one is Packard, which is Kenworth and Peterbilt. It's two truck manufacturers. It's coming right from them.
Okay.
That's what it is.
But small companies.
Silver
14,000.
Silver Line.
Yeah.
How many other trucks do we have out?
We have two other large ones out. The one we is still scheduled for like a July build as well. So but
we were in that last year.
Yeah,
last fall.
So it was going to be less right at a year build.
Different manufacturer.
Yeah.
And then they've been doing the same thing or not?
Not to us. The person that we're dealing with for that truck has been very good at delivering their trucks. I don't know if they have somebody that they're buying from that is a fleet buyer, if they're buying secondary market trucks. I don't know for sure, but he's getting us trucks.
Okay.
So if it's a July build, when should we have it?
By the end of the year.
Oh.
6 months for the bodybuilder. They want 6 months, so they said though they could, they'll put on extra work, extra shifts to get it done by the, try to get it done by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So 5 months. Because everybody's waiting.
Right.
We've had the equipment there for this truck has been sitting in their yard for almost 2 years.
So you think you'll even be able to use it for the snow next?
Part of the season. January, February.
That seems pretty icy.
We just cross our fingers after, it's been 2 winters, so. Mm-hmm. The only bad problem is the truck that this is replacing, that truck is probably not going to be able to plow this year.
Mm.
It's a 2002, and the electronics are gone. They're obsolete. Nobody makes them. We have to look on eBay for parts.
eBay keeps increasing their prices, too.
Oh, well, these guys know what, they know what the prices are. They're like, okay, here you go. You can have it.
All right, well, not fun, but
yeah. You know what you can do about it.
Especially if you got one that's beyond its last legs, essentially at that point, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Excellent. Anticipating another increase, maybe some questions, so standard public works agenda if you guys are good with that.
That's good.
All right. Any additional questions before we? All right, excellent. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes all of our new items. There's no old business. Is there any additional business?
No.
No? All right. Excellent. Well, thank you, everyone. We'll call the meeting to a close at 6:23.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's why this is a good committee room.